علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. In this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam reminds the people, the Muslim community in general, that if they want to progress, they want to develop, they want to become a good community, then they are supposed to take lessons from the previous generations and apply them and then create the necessary change and have the necessary protection to be able to do and perform the right thing. But then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, alas for the Muslim community, it did not have that type of contemplation and that type of introspection, because the community has come back to its previous state. And Imam Ali alayhi salam complains about this. This is in the 16th sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ala wa inna baliyatakum qad aadat. Your tribulation has come back.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon says, إِنَّ بَلِيَّتَكُمْ قَدْ عَادَتْ كَهَيْئَتِهَا يَوْمَ بَعْثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Your tribulation has come back in the same way that it was before the Prophet was sent to you. That's how it has become. And what are the signs? We said one of the signs is we saw that groups of communities or a group of people or certain individuals, very heavy individuals, very important individuals, were involved in seeking wealth, money, power, fame, and they were now focusing on the material aspects rather than the reality and the true nature of Islam. And these names are clear. If you look at history, you will see the names are very clear. People who hoarded money, people who favored their relatives to achieve high positions and high, amount of wealth. This is clear. A person just needs to look at history and they will see it. Number two, good companions didn't find themselves feeling at home in the Muslim society. People like Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari, all the sects agreed that he was a pious man, a man of integrity. Look at him. He was exiled, he was tortured, and he died alone, away from the Muslim community. Did he deserve this? Who was a true Muslim here? We can see the one who carried true Islam in his heart was pushed away. On the other hand, we also had some individuals whose bones were broken, were kicked until their bones were broken. Someone like Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Why? Because he spoke. Because he saw that the situation now is becoming bad. The difference between the poor and the rich is increasing. There is favoritism going on. The people who deserve position, the people who deserve authority, they are not being given that authority. And now, people like the collector of the Quran, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, is being hit until his ribs are broken. This is another sign. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Again, if you look at Islam, we will see that by the time Imam Ali alayhi salam became the caliph, Islam had now veered away from the true tracks. And Imam Ali alayhi salam very clearly mentions it. He says, it is in the same way like it was before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has become the community of Jahiliyyah, in other words. Another sign to show us that this had become upon the Muslims and Islam is a person like Ka'b al-Ahbar, a Jew, a person whose deviations were clear. He becomes one of the chief scholars of the Muslim world, and big individuals would have him at his right hand as an advisor. What is happening to the Muslim community? How can you allow a person like Ka'b al-Ahbar, who is clear in his stances and his position, to come into the Muslim, sacred lands and to decide for the Muslims their positions and what they have to be and where they have to go as a community? So we notice there is a very big deviation here. We see that the true Islam is now fading away. These were the signs. And these were things that the people had to be aware of. They had to wake up by taking lessons from the past. And the Quran is full of those lessons. But alas, the community was not taking those lessons, and therefore it fell into the trap. A trap that it was always there for them and laid by the devils and shaitan. And of course, this made them revert to their previous state. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar. قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم.
مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه